This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, the Good Day program. The Good Day program is hosted by Doug Sheffin. That would be me with my friends. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. We're here to talk about what's going on. Every day is an exciting new opportunity to explore and discuss things that are going on in this wonderful, creative world that we live in. Sometimes the things that we talk about are distressing. Sometimes they're dismaying. Sometimes they're fun. Sometimes they're just about information, looking at the situation weather-wise around the country, heavy rain, flash flooding, the lower Mississippi Valley. Roberta is in New Orleans. It's very wet there today, I'm guessing. Roberta, yes?
They're expecting very, very heavy rain today and tomorrow. I'm supposed to fly tomorrow. I'm getting a little concerned of whether I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, you'll get out.
And you're flying into rain because you're coming to L.A.?
Right, rain tomorrow.
It's raining in L.A. It's raining in L.A.
Raining.
California.
So there's an upper-level low that will continue to drift slowly eastward over northern Mexico today. That's how the illegals are going to get in today. They'll come in under the
cloud. By boat?
By boat, yeah. So that seems to be, by the way, the number one. If you look at all of the things that are going on that are being discussed in terms of politics and these debates and stuff, if it proves nothing else, the immigration issue is what 2016 is about. You look at the key reasons why this issue has been so center stage. The debate last night, Sanders maybe has an edge. Some people think he had an edge last night anyway. Whether he does going forward or not remains to be seen. This is a young contest. Number of delegates decided so far has been interesting, but still there's a lot. After the next couple of weeks, probably have a better reality. Now, let me just go back to the weather for a second. Los Angeles, apparently, the county of Los Angeles, Jennifer, used cloud seeding boost rain from El Nino.
Yeah, a lot of people have been calling for this because the El Nino for Southern California has been really disappointing.
Yeah.
Northern California has gotten a lot of rain, which is good, but we have, I mean, we've had some more than the last couple of years, but not what they were predicting. And so a lot of people have said, why don't we seed those clouds? We've done it before. It's a safe thing to do. And so now, I guess they did it this week to try to get more rain. And there are a couple of days in the forecast. Friday it's supposed to rain, and next week a few days.
So, Roberta, you're going to be there.
Living Friday. Isn't that also causing, homes to fall off cliffs into the Pacific
Ocean? They were going to try to seed the clouds, I guess, in 2012, but that was the year of the big station fire. And so they decided against seeding the clouds that year because they didn't want to cause any mudslides. But, knock on wood, it wasn't a big fire year last year, so everything should be okay with the mudslides.
So they use silver iodide. It's shot into existing clouds to boost the rainfall. Apparently, this has been done off and on since the 50s. It stopped for a while because some environmentalists said it wasn't good, especially when the so-called acid rain was around. They want more acid rain falling. But in Los Angeles, any rain is good.
Yep.
Just let it come. So 15% more rain has come, according to the estimates from the quote-unquote officials, Jennifer. 15% more rain this year than was the case last year. Or is it 15% more coming out of the clouds every time it rains?
I say keep seeding. I don't know exactly what the measurement is or how it plays out, but keep it going.
Temperatures will be above average once again today across the Mid-Atlantic. Kara was, 80, you said, yesterday in Washington?
Oh, boy.
It was 70 degrees here in New England, or at least in Boston. I was out on the farm and just shirt sleeves, first time since last fall. Afternoon temperature is forecast to be today 15 to 30 degrees above average. And that means global warming, climate change, stop everything.
I'm looking at the temperatures next week in Los Angeles.
Yeah, warm.
I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
It's cold.
It is?
Well,
what's that supposed to be?
It's going to be in the 60s.
High of 64, low of 50? Seriously?
Well, then don't go.
It was Los Angeles? That's actually nothing. I mean, this
in
year,
March.
It was colder in December and January than it was in New York. I mean, it was freezing. I mean, you guys had that nice warm Christmas in New York, and we were in the 40s. I mean, it was very abnormally cold. We just didn't get a lot of rain.
So, Roberta, that means if you turn the...
Right now it's 56 degrees in Los Angeles, and it's 70 degrees in New York right now.
I know.
Let me know when you want me to
and
pipe back in.
And 73 in New Orleans.
That's weather on the beat with Roberta Fasanelli.
Right, yeah.
That might be you in the studio, Doug. Yeah, it's 12 past the hour.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to... I'm going to take the rest of the day off. Maybe I should do that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus actually is going to join us in a few moments with this week's important medical news. Now that we've taken care of the weather, medical news next here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
What's the next big event you want to go to? Is it hockey? Basketball? Baseball's right around the corner. Maybe it's a concert. Whatever it is, you can bet that someone is going to pay less than you for the same seats. How? They have an in. But now, you do too. Thanks to ScoreBig.com. Only at ScoreBig can you name a ticket price that's guaranteed to be below box office. Up to 60% off for the events you want to see. Basketball, baseball, hockey, concerts, and more. Here's how they do it. 40% of all tickets go unsold. ScoreBig works directly with teams and performers to get the best deals on those tickets and pass the savings along to you. Next time you want to buy tickets, go to ScoreBig.com first. Your tickets are guaranteed to be authentic, shipping is free, and you'll never get the surprise fees you see on the other ticketing sites.
If you go to ScoreBig.com right now, click on the microphone and enter promo code 200, you'll save an extra $20 off your first ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 200. ScoreBig.com, promo code 200.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Now time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts here on the Good Day program. Conventional doctor, he builds his career and expertise around evidence-based medicine. So let's see what the evidence is this week. First item of interest, Dr. Ken, the cancer death rate going down. Why would that be?
This is good news. This is out of the American Cancer Society. Overall rates of cancer and deaths from cancer in the United States continue to decline. Doug, this is due to better prevention, better screening and treatment, as well as less tobacco smoking. However, there's an increase in liver cancer deaths, and this is cause for concern. An increase in hepatitis C infections is likely a major reason for the increase.
Liver disease would be caused by what?
Well, it's the hepatitis C virus and its exposure to blood, which contains the hepatitis C virus. And there's a long list of this. This is people at risk for this are those who have ever injected or inhaled illicit drugs, have AIDS, receiving piercing or tattoo in an unclean environment, using unsterile equipment. If you ever received a blood transfusion or organ transplant before 1992, those were the days when we were unable to screen for this. Receiving clotting factor concentrates before 1987, receiving hemodialysis treatment for a long period of time, were born to a woman with hepatitis C infection, were ever in prison, or were born between 1945 and 1965, the age group with the highest incidence of hepatitis C infection. Those are the risk factors.
Wow. All right, speaking of another risky ailment, diabetes, and how it affects women, interesting here is it compared to men, right?
Exactly. Important practical information for any women on insulin out of the European Breast Cancer Conference this week in Amsterdam. Doug, women with diabetes who take insulin appear to have a higher risk of dense breasts, and this is a known risk factor for breast cancer. Women on insulin, they should ask their doctor about whether they need extra screening with mammograms and other tests.
Hi, the neurological connection to the Zika virus, this is getting more attention and maybe in this case justifiably so.
Well, this is the storm, but also the calm. Out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, the list of neurological disorders, Doug, potentially associated with the Zika virus, just continues to grow, with a report this week of an 81-year-old man developing meningoencephalitis. This is an infection and swelling of the brain. Fortunately, he recovered after 38 days of support in the hospital. Zika is most dangerous to a pregnant woman and her fetus. Only fortunately, one out of every five people infected with Zika show any symptoms, and even those who fall ill usually do not suffer severe symptoms.
All right, how about this female tennis player who was using meldonium? When I looked into it, it looked like it was Super Beats, in a sense.
Well, not quite, but in a sense, British Journal of Sports Medicine this week, many elite athletes were taking meldonium, the drug that had led to her suspension. Before it was banned earlier this year, meldonium is reported to be used by athletes to potentially enhance personal performance and shorten the recovery period after physical activity. Meldonium is prescribed in a number of Eastern European countries, Doug, to protect the heart and keep blood flowing through the arteries. It helps the heart use glucose more efficiently, but it is not FDA approved for use in America.
All right, so let's talk about Super Beats. I made that reference. It opens up your arteries, gets blood to important areas, all areas of the body. You swear by it. You tell your clients about it, give it to your patients. So, I mean, I'm not going to make a discussion out of this necessarily, but when I heard the story about meldonium, I just said out loud, why the heck don't they take Super Beats?
Well, exactly. Well, they do take beet juice, and beet juice does help get the blood flowing better. It does help, and it's not considered something that's banned. It can be used before athletics, and many Olympic athletes do use it. In 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, Doug, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance, but it needs to be continuously made, this nitric oxide. You have to get the products, and most people don't have enough in their body.
All right. Get this Super Beat product very easily. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. Better blood pressure. Everything's better about your life and your body. 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
We Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Top five songs for this week in 1989.
Yeah, you got my
attention. She's happy because it starts with number five, Guns N' Roses.
Absolutely.
Paradise City is the name of this tune.
Don't crank it up too loud.
Axl Rose and Adolph Gunn. People would object to this at this time of the day, they would say. It's too early.
No, it gets your blood pumping, man.
I guess it's love music.
It gets your blood pumping.
Ah. This is showering music.
Yeah.
Like, really? Getting in the game.
Into the shower. All right, number five, Guns N' Roses. This week, 1989, in the focus.
We go in the top five. Got the start, right, Doug?
Say how what?
Where they got their start.
From Boston, I think, originally,
nope.
Didn't they? I thought they were.
Los Angeles band, and they were one of the Whiskey A Go-Go bands.
Ah, no wonder I know so much about them. Okay, number four, another, well, this guy has turned out not to be as bad as we thought he was, Bobby Brown. This song's called Ronnie.
Big hit.
Ronnie or Ronnie?
Rice-a-Roni, actually.
Really? Good.
Remind me later, Richie, to tell you about Doug's question off air. I've got to tell you guys about this.
The question off air.
Can't wait now.
He wanted to know what Dos Equis was.
Or Dos Equis.
The beer? Ding, 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 ding.
The beer.
Let's get him a Doug Steffen hat.
What is Dos Equis?
That was one with yesterday's What the Patron.
To answer your question simply, Doug, Dos Equis is two X's.
Really?
Beer.
Beer.
Yes.
Beer.
Mexican beer.
All right. Bobby Brown was thought to be the problem that Whitney Houston had, but it turned out she was the problem before he was the problem.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right. Here are, at least we, can we warm this up? Yeah, the rest of these three are okay. Top three songs, not bad, from this week in 1989. Number three belongs to the New Kids on the Block.
Jennifer Girl.
You got the right stuff, Jen Jen.
Right stuff.
Right stuff.
Sing it, girlfriend.
All right, so that was number three, Boston's New Kids on the Block. Wasn't Donnie Wahlberg?
You know
who's in this? Who is it? I always get these guys confused.
It's Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Jordan Knight. Jonathan Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm getting old. Joey McIntyre.
There you go.
Okay. Can I tell you, though, and every time I hear these guys now, I used to beat on them for being a boy band.
Yeah.
But I have just an immense amount of respect for them. When my friend Sharon Pahonic passed away from cancer, through her whole battle with cancer, and after she passed away, they would call her on her cell phone, text her on her phone to see how she's doing, because she was a super fan. And every year on the anniversary of her death, they tweet that we miss you.
They are really good to their fans.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Number two this week, 1989 is the year, Mike and the Mechanics. One of my favorite pop songs of the 80s. Great song. Great story. Great story.
My half-brother played this at his father's funeral.
Yeah. It's sad. It could be a song song. It's sad, though.
Not a dry eye.
That's a good story. Good, good story. Much better than number one anyway, Richie, this week. I suppose we'd be have a moment or two for number one. Debbie Gibson.
Really? Number one?
Number one. Lost in Your Eyes.
That's huge.
That's a big song. Doesn't mean we have to like it.
I love it.
How good for you, Joe.
Back in the sixth grade, I was like nailed. Oh, come on.
Who are you?
Come on.
And there's Roberta.
That's right. The pot calls the kettle black. 28 after on Good Day.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency. As in, we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency. As in, we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Convicted criminals obviously can't keep ill-gotten wealth, but police often seize property from people who are not even charged with a crime, much less convicted. If police merely suspect something was acquired illegally, they can take it under a program called Civil Asset Forfeiture. It has become a regular funding source for police departments. In 2014, American citizens lost more property to police than to burglars. People who want their property returned must prove in court that they obtained it legally. A look through the lens of liberty shows that is a direct violation of the Bill of Rights, which protects us against illegal searches and seizures. Citizens should insist that Congress stop this unconstitutional program.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's Lens of Liberty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. That's me. And then my friends are here. Roberta Fasanelli, depends on the day. She's not too friendly today. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. He has his days, too. Yeah. Mostly it's Jennifer and me. The rest of you, you know, everybody's got their days.
Right. Thanks.
I was trying to put a sock in it earlier, and I wasn't having much luck.
Well, that's why I got quiet, because you were yelling at me.
All right. So how many people are familiar with the Echo? Richie, this new $180 Amazon Echo household computer.
Yeah, I got a lot of ads.
Super fast, highly intuitive voice recognition interface.
It's really cool. You know, at Christmas, it's always difficult to find something for my dad because he's got everything, and he loves gadgets, and a lot of the gadgets he loves cost thousands and thousands of dollars. So my mom comes to me, and, you know, they're not together anymore. She goes, I got the perfect gift for your dad. I got him an Echo, and I was so mad she beat me to it, and he hasn't hooked it up yet, of course. That's his thing. Yeah. But it's the most awesome gift. I looked up, and I read about it. It's only like $160, but it's this intuitive speaker. You can say, play the Beach Boys or whatever. It plays your music library. It'll answer questions. It'll look up words. And the only weird thing is it's always listening in your house. Which is kind of creepy, but I could get over it quickly.
It's basically Siri in a self-contained box on your kitchen counter or your bedroom dresser.
All right, a couple of other creepy things today. The FBI has admitted that the killing of Robert Finicum may have been questionable. This comes only because I think ABC or somebody went into the Justice Department for a Freedom of Information Act request to get the audio from and video from the cell phone that one of the FBI agents had taking pictures of this. And, oh, whoops, wait a minute.
Remind us who Finicum is.
Was the one of the armed occupiers of the Oregon Refuge a couple of months ago. They were there, the government said illegally. I say they were there legally because they're taxpayers and taxpayers' money paid for the wildlife refuge. So, but they were protesting the amount of government-owned land there are, is in this country, which is also something that I support. Anyway, he got shot and killed because supposedly he was reaching for a gun. I'm not down with that at all. If you're a good marksman and you see somebody reaching for the gun, you shoot him in the arm, shoot him in the leg. You disable him. They don't kill him. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to kill him?
Center mass, baby.
Yeah, no. Sorry, that's no
center. And he definitely was reaching for a gun.
Yeah. How do you know? You got in his head? He had his hand in his shirt.
He put his hand in his pocket.
Yeah.
And there was a gun in his pocket.
We talked a little bit about this.
I
mean,
put my hand in my pocket all the time.
There's some questions
about the gun. When you're being chased by the police, you might not want
to
put your hand in your pocket if there's a gun
there. They knew there was a gun in it before.
Don't care. You reach in your pocket and you're running away from the FBI.
He wasn't running away. He was walking. He was down on his hands and knees with his head.
No, he wasn't, Doug. Watch the video.
I am. I'm looking at the other video that shows shots fired before the fact. What?
He had his hands up. He had his hands up in the air. And then he went down and reached into his jacket. Now, you can see both sides of this, because if you watch the video, you can see that depending on the timing, he either they shot and then he reached into his jacket as a defense mechanism, or did he reach into his jacket and then they shot? That's the timing issue that exists. But I think one thing that you have to give to the cops is that this guy on social media said that he would never be arrested, that he would rather go out in a blaze of glory. And I think it's a really important message for everybody to remember.
And all of that stuff is irrelevant to this.
It's in the file. I know, but it's in the file. And
the
irrelevancy
of this is that they shot at him before, and they didn't say that they had shot at him before. There are two sides to this story. Let's get both of them. First, a YouTuber named Dave Acton agrees the death was justified.
All domestic drone flights have to be approved.
That's a wrong cut, Richie. That's the next story. Glad you get so hot, you stop paying attention to me.
Is this 176?
162.
162.
This whole LaVoy-Finicum thing, people are going to believe what they want to believe. I looked into this pretty thoroughly, and I looked into the whole Oregon procedures. They had people from outside the county, the prosecuting attorney from outside the county, sheriff's deputies from outside. They went through this whole process. And they came to the conclusion that this was a justifiable shooting. So here's a gun that was found on Finicum. They also had an AR-15 in the back seat. There was a revolver pistol in the front seat.
So
that's
what?
Three weapons so far.
Right, but the guy's out of
now,
the
if
truck
you're a cop,
on the ground.
And this thing's coming at you at 70 miles an hour, and it's got three weapons in it. You're going to be an angel, right?
How are you going to know these three weapons inside?
Assume the best. Assume that these people are just wonderful people, and you're going to ask them politely to get out of the car after they
No, you're not
going to
do that
over.
Either. But do you understand you see the speciousness of this? They didn't know there were three guns in that truck before he barreled at him. He was trying to get out of there, and he ran into a snowbank, but they shot at him a couple times before he got out, and that's what the video shows. So, that's one side. Here's another YouTuber named Spiro.
A secret press conference was held in Bend, Oregon, where the government released their findings in regards to the LaVoy-Finicum death results. And, of course, the government found that their law enforcement agencies acted within the law and their actions were justified. Now, this secret press conference was invite-only, RSVP, and the location of this press conference was withheld until 2 hours before the press conference began. And, of course, hand-picked mainstream media were the only ones invited. In other words, this was a very controlled environment. They knew who was going to be there and what.
In other words, they don't allow guys like you.
And they could rest assured that there would be no hardball questions.
Yeah. All right. So here's the thing. And this boils all down. I mean, he's dead and he's not going to come back to life. So you can do all the investigating you want. They'll cover it up. They'll do what they usually do, and that's the end of that. But this is why Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are making such headway. This kind of stuff is exactly why the political establishment is on its ear, because this kind of stuff, most people, even if you can argue that it was right or it was wrong, there's too much of this stuff. There's too much confrontation. Those guys had every right to be. I agree with their being there. I don't agree with what they did. But they had, they made a point that needs to be made. And that's why Trump is getting his traction. And that's why Bernie Sanders is getting his traction. It's because of stuff like that. Plus, stories like the drone revelations today. If you haven't heard the story, the military has been flying drones over our country for, count them, 10 years. Nobody knew it. Now, because, again, another Freedom of Information Act from USA Today, this time, to find out if there was any truth to the fact that the military had been flying drones, which seems to me to be out of accord with what our belief is. Isn't there some constitutional prohibition of using the military on our own soil? Isn't it?
There is, yes.
Isn't that what this is? So how come these guys aren't hanging by their thread?
Not if the police are using the drone.
They aren't. The military. That's the story. There are all kinds of stories. The Pentagon was the one using these drones. So here's another YouTuber, Richie, named Brian Rich, who says these drones that are not armed at the moment will soon be replaced, he thinks. And this is what feeds the conspiracy theory. And this is because they don't tell you anything. You find out this way, and then, okay, so what else are they capable of? And again, this is just fodder for the likes of Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Listen to this guy.
All domestic drone flights have to be approved by the defense secretary. Wanted to note that it bans the use of armed drones over United States for anything other than training and testing, so technically it's not banned, because all they'd have to do to fly weaponized drones over top of your head would be to say that it's training, right? You know, it seems that spy drones and surveillance technology is becoming more and more normalized. You got to remember, there's been reports of these drones crashing. There was one that crashed down in New York, and I believe they found one in Erie, PA. So they're flying these things around. I believe one of them went missing with a Tomahawk on it.
All right. So let's use the rationale Richie used a few minutes ago when it came to shooting up Finicum. All right. So you assume the worst and you act accordingly, right? That's what you said, basically, if I were paraphrasing you.
If a guy is running from you, you're law enforcement, they're running from you, they get out, they run away, and they put their hand in the pocket, yes, I would assume the worst.
Okay, all right. So in this circumstance, you can understand why other people would assume the worst, because these have been going on illegally for 10 years. So what's to keep them from, you can understand why people would think this, whether it's true or not, anything's possible. These people will do whatever they want to because there's no supervision of them. And again, this is the kind of stuff that makes people want to vote for Trump and or Bernie Sanders. So some comments from our listeners. I've been talking off and on about this all day. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. Jamie writes, one drone flying over our country by the government is too many. Same reason I support Apple. The government can't be trusted. Jonathan writes, there are daily flights over every state. A sharp-eyed hunter, a friend of mine, pointed them out to me. Man that can spot the flicker of a white-tailed deer from 70 yards is able to spot drones making regular trips over buildings and landmarks. James writes, it's a slippery slope, and we're sliding down fast. Phil writes, unless our country has been invaded, the military should only use spy drones on enemy soil, not here. That's my point of view on this. Mark writes, makes you wonder how any true conservative could have ever voted for the Patriot Act or signed it into law. Man, is that guy on the money. What a ruse.
Takes away our freedom.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, it's all about Trump and it's all about Sanders. That's why these guys, because the government is its own worst enemy. It's created the circumstance of our distrust and lack of believing anything that comes from these people. I don't believe anything they tell me. Do you? Roberta, you believe what the government tells you?
Some of it, not all.
What? What's the last thing you believed? This ought to be fun. Go ahead. What's the last drivel that came from the government that you believed?
Oh, my goodness.
See, you can't think of one.
I can't think
of one. No, okay, perfect.
I believe they want me to pay my taxes.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, good. All right. Richie, what's the last thing you believed from the government?
Nothing.
All right. Okay. By the way, a reminder, a listening reminder. We've the interview I did with William B. Davis, who is the cigarette smoking man on the X-File, is posted in its entirety. We aired a couple of clips and bips from it, but the whole thing is there for you to listen to in the archives section at DougStephan.com. 45 past the hour, the story of Sharon Osbourne going ooh la la. Up next here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, 48 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Sharon Osbourne, wife of Ozzy Osbourne.
Yes.
Mother of, who's Kelly Osbourne?
Kelly, Amy, and Jack.
Wow. Okay. She has decided to share with the world her beautiful body, the same as Kim Kardashian, in support of Kim Kardashian. She has posted a nudie of herself.
Well, celebrities, Dougie, have like come out. Like, some people are hating on Kim on social media.
Wait a minute.
People are not.
I think I'm going to post a nudie of me.
Ew, please don't.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
What's wrong? I have a pretty good
looking. Because men, when they post nudies, are perverts. Yeah. Women are attempting to be sexist.
So, well, is that tell you?
Sexist?
And I'll say Sharon Osbourne. I'm going to commit this right
she
now.
She looks pretty good.
She actually looks better than Kim Kardashian. And Kim Kardashian is smoking hot.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in looking at her.
60 years old she looks.
No, she's in good shape.
Really?
Now, remember, Doug, these pictures have thick black bars over all of the proper areas.
Really?
So really all you're seeing is bikini-style shot.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They could be wearing a bikini under these black bars for all we know.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
So why don't you put a bikini on? That would be...
Yeah.
Right, a Speedo?
Ew. Why do you keep making me say ew?
Pamela Anderson, speaking of people who do selfies, has asked Governor Cuomo of New York put prisoners on a vegan diet.
Perfect.
Save the state of New York $2 million a year.
That's definitely cruel and unusual.
Well, they say protein, what is it, the vegetarians say that protein causes anxiety and aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Eating protein.
Right. So get the protein out of the diet.
Happy little...
Give them kale.
Yoga world in the prison.
Yeah. Give them kale. Give all the prisoners in jail kale. Great idea. 51 past
kale. Kale.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Manny, you okay? Come on, say something. Anything. What? I can't hear you.
This is Roberto waking up.
On my trunk.
Oh.
All right. Get into this. Don't get too carried away. It's movie moments now. Movie music, Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root from the movie Ice Age. Number one movie this week in 2002. What else you got, Richie?
Welcome back, partner. Want a lift?
No, thanks. I've got to save whatever dignity I've got left.
You're hanging out with us now, buddy. Dignity's got nothing to do with it.
You're an embarrassment to nature. Do you know that?
All right, that voice I recognize.
Ray Romano.
Romano, yeah. That's who it is. All right, who else was in there?
The other one is your Boston fair hair boy.
Dennis Leary.
Yeah. I heard Leary do a commercial yesterday.
He does the Ford commercials.
Ford is that him? Yeah. I knew it was him, but I can remember. Yeah, it was a Ford commercial. You're right. All right, so Richie, this was the number one movie this week in 2002. I just wanted you to know that so the people who are listening don't think that I'm leaving you out of this conversation. People are critical, thinking I'm leaving you out of a conversation.
I appreciate
because I don't like your point of view.
Thank you. I feel so much better. You're kind and gentle soul.
Oh, I am. That's true. We all know that. All right, so Chugger.
Yeah, Doug.
This movie did what to enhance the careers of those who were involved, or is it just a paycheck for these guys?
It's a paycheck.
That's it.
It was a big movie. My kids still watch it, and they've done two or three.
These movies are popular, but I doubt the core audience, which is kids, has any understanding.
Even knows who Ray Romano is.
Yeah. No, but the parents who have to take their kids to the movie do.
All right. So, Chuck, just as a matter of understanding, Ray Romano is not a movie star. He's a TV star. And he has enough money so he never have to work again a day in his life because of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes.
So, moving on from that, he hasn't, as I say, done a number of movies. He's done back to television to do a number of things. But how do they decide how to pay people to do these movies where they're not actually on screen? It's just their voice. What's the differential between doing the soundtrack to a movie and actually starring or working in a movie?
I guess that's a good question. I guess it's really what the market will bear, what the studio's willing to pay a certain actor to do a voice and to see what they're worth. I know Cameron Diaz has got up to $10 million.
Really? For voiceover?
For some voice work.
Really?
Mike Myers for Shrek has made a fortune off that character. I don't know. What would Dennis Leary get for that film? I think $1 or $2 million. I doubt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of money. He's not going to get 8 or 10 million.
No,
he's not A list.
Let me tell you something.
It's certainly a solid living.
It's easy money.
Speaking
for
of Ray
guys,
Romano, he does have the honor of starring or co-starring in the last film that starred that co-starred Gene Hackman, which is Welcome to Mooseport.
Right. And he probably would be in. We got a new Sharknado movie being developed.
Gary Busey's
going to be in it, and so maybe Ray Romano ought to be in that as well.
No, he's not going to. He's too high level for that.
Oh, he is. Okay. Yeah. All right. More movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
With the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in stock North American and European laminate is 10% to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4 inch solid prefinished hardwood and prefinished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18 month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family. Save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Yes, you would get more airtime, Chuck.
Thank you.
If Doug were in here.
Bring her on.
All right. There's a quick behind the scenes. So, back and forth, Meredith has been sending me email posting Brett Favre's wife says she's qualified to be the quarterback of the team because she's been married to Brett for 16 years, just like Hillary says that she's qualified to be the president because she was married to Bill for all these years. So I said to Meredith, does that mean you're qualified to do the radio program? And she says, exactly, move over. So that's been greeted by all of my co-hosts.
Chuck wanted them to know whether
more
airtime.
All right, okay. All right, Chucker, what do you got? Quick.
Nail dug a toaster.
I don't even know what that means, but it's funny.
Bruce Willis starting on the star in a remake of the 1974 Charles Bronson game changer Death Wish.
Really?
Willis is now 60 years old. Bronson was 56 when he did that movie in 74. That movie really resonated back in the 70s. I don't know if it would have.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too?
ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.